Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on the 16th day of March. I got a special announcement. In fact, you know what I'm calling it now? Our Sam and Greg annual PSA or regular PSA. That is coming up.
Okay.
But as everybody's sitting here bopping and the heads going around the corner here and up and down and all that, it is time for Noel's World.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to sit back.
Why? Why are you doing
I'm
that?
I'm going to listen to what she got to say.
Oh, she got something for us now.
Better not mess up.
Good morning.
Morning.
How we doing this morning?
You're doing wonderful.
I'm tired.
We survived last night. We doing
barely.
Good, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out once again to all the people who are out there trying to, you know, clearing trees and, you know.
Absolutely.
Power restored.
How do you like that job?
Oh, man.
Go out there and find where the down power lines are. Actually,
yeah.
You would probably know, because I'm sure being on a grid at some point, they could see this area is down, so they would approach it cautiously. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
But this ain't for us right now.
This is Noel.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have a lot of stuff on today's agenda. This week was just a smorgasbord of sports news. This is all over the place, and I have thoughts. So, let's start with Kyle Juszczyk. Pretty much the only fullback left in the NFL was without a team for about 5 minutes before he reunited with the 49ers. Yes, Kyle Shanahan realized that the scheme needs a fullback, and so Kyle Juszczyk stays in San Francisco. And I bring that up because I was really curious on where Kyle Juszczyk was really going to go. Not that I don't see him as useful. Like, I still mourn the loss of Patrick DeMarco when he left here.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of teams carry that position anymore. So I was like, where are you going to go? And apparently, Tomlin up there in Pittsburgh wanted to bring him in and I guess try to do some new things with Arthur Smith up there with the fullback position. Interesting. But it will not be happening. So I don't know if they look for another fullback as well as a quarterback. But
these go to the Bears.
Okay. I mean, do they have any more money left? It seemed like they spent all their money on Falcons. I don't know if they got any more money.
You only hit $8 million.
You know they really did, didn't they?
You know, they spent all their money on Falcons. I'm like, man, Ben Johnson watched a lot of Falcons football, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And on the low.
He's going to protect that quarterback. And this is another way to protect that quarterback. You get him a little bit more of the running game.
Mm-hmm.
You get a blocking fullback. All right, to pick up some schemes there. So, yeah, that would be a good spot for him. Ben Johnson knows what he's doing.
I don't disagree.
So this is going to be an interesting division. I'm trying to think. It's like one, let's see, Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit. All fairly young coaches, too. They're going to be there a minute.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you bring up Minnesota because that's another thing on my agenda. Aaron Rodgers wants to continue the great tradition of annoying Packers quarterbacks and go to Minnesota.
How about that?
But he's taking it to another level than Brett
Favre. Oh, whole another level.
We talked about this with the cops yesterday, Sam and I downstairs. His dude is holding the whole league hostage, at least at that position. Kirk Cousins, we know what his deal is now, but the collateral damage of him sitting back and deciding when he is ready.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To retire or go to this team, take this opportunity, is held a number of teams from making decisions.
And I don't know why, because I say let them retire.
You should.
And that's really what we was going next on this agenda.
All right, go ahead.
You have... Three older guys, older quarterbacks, looking for homes to start. And I don't think any of them should get a starting job.
Who's looking to start other than Aaron Rodgers?
Kirk Cousins wants to start. That's what all this hoopla is about here. And you got Russell Wilson that still wants to start. And these are three guys that are still floating around looking for teams. And I think these are the three guys the team should be looking at the least.
Yeah, they should be checking their memo box.
Aaron Rodgers is probably taking the long way to retirement.
You think so?
I mean, you just got J.J. McCarthy. Well, if you're the Vikings, what interest do you have in Aaron Rodgers? He's temperamental. He don't want to grow nobody up. So you're going to bring him there to pout on the bench? You're going to create a Kirk Cousins situation?
And this is not Tom Brady leaving New England either, landing in Tampa Bay. Not that Aaron Rodgers. That Aaron Rodgers that we think you're going to see again, he stopped playing about 5-6 years ago, right?
He had that shot to show us that in New York.
In Green Bay. Well, no, he had a chance to do it in Green Bay.
Well, but I mean, once
out.
He left, you know, to say, you know, oh, it's Green Bay, it's not me. Okay, you had your chance to show that in New York. You didn't. And now I'm putting you in the discount quarterback bin.
I don't even, you know what? Listen, I will acquiesce to those who want to give him a pass because of what happened to him after play four in New York. All right. And so when he comes back from the injury, he's not the same. They want to use that as an excuse.
But you're
okay,
not going to
cool.
be the same because you're not getting no younger.
No, I get what you're there. Listen, but I'm not even going to take my judgment from what I saw in New York. I'll put it back in Green Bay.
I don't disagree with you. I think we all, those that weren't too close to it, right? You got some people that are just Aaron Rodgers fans and they're just way too close to it, right? You can't see it. But those of us that weren't that close to it saw the writing on the wall. But Aaron was trying to prove something to us, Greg, me and you.
What do we
and
care
so
if he's
his
gonna
shot,
try?
I mean, I don't. But yeah. His shot to prove that was in New York.
Right.
And you didn't.
And he
you
did.
Know, injury or not, you didn't. And so if you're a team with GM, I don't see what you've seen in the past 3-4 years, personality-wise, leadership-wise, or play-wise, that makes you go, yeah, I need to sit around and figure out what Aaron Rodgers is going to do before I can make any move at all. I don't see.
It just occurred to me. 3 Hall of Famers have just stolen money from New York franchises. Scherzer and Verlander, and now Aaron Rodgers.
I mean,
they just did without a mask.
Without a mask, they just stole
a bunch of money out of that state.
Just made off with it, right?
But you know, sometimes you pay people based off potential, like the growth you see that's coming, and they may or may not hit it. And sometimes you pay people off past achievements, and they may or may not reach those heights again.
And then you just do it to somehow possibly keep your job, because that's a
great... those are the decisions I hate the most.
And I was going to bring up a birthday boy. By that analogy, guess who turns 31 years old today and is right in the wheelhouse of your argument?
Who?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. That's for you. Go ahead. I just teed that up for you.
Look, 100%. I mean, like, even when you look at the Dallas Mavericks situation and they're saying, oh, we're getting off Luka because he's chubby and he's going to be injured and this is then the third. And now they're talking about they may forfeit the season because you got too many injuries and people can't play. Like, what in the world? These are the headlines I'm seeing. And so I'm saying these are all self-conflicted problems that you create when you go out and you reach for people that have achieved things before, and now you're paying for past achievements.
Potential, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I get
it. Yeah. You have potential payments, but you got the young guys coming up, and you're like, oh, look what they can do. And then you got the Albert Hainsworths of the world, where it's like, oh, look what he did.
Man, that was a good one.
Wow, yeah.
Or for us, you got the Steven Jacksons of the world. Well, he had 9 seasons of 1,000 yards, and he won't have one here. Those 9 years were up, and that's kind of where I see your Aaron Rodgers and your Russell Wilson.
He's in a different category.
Yeah, he's already there.
He's there. He don't need to continue with this nonsense that he brings with him.
That's that personal ego. And that's the piece, like, when the talent is waning, and now you got to weigh the locker room part of it, too, and it's like, I'm not seeing the advantage here.
Say it out loud. What team do you think would bring him aboard as a starter. Forget about coaching up a young talent. What are we talking about here? Who are we talking about? Talking about Carolina?
No.
I said that in okay. There's one. Jacksonville?
No. It depends on if you're ready to throw Lawrence out with the bathwater, which I am. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the answer. If you're gonna do that, you might as well let Lawrence figure it out.
Okay.
He's at least younger.
Giants. I mean,
same stadium, different colors. You saw it live and in action. Is that what you want to do?
Down the hall, across the hall, or whatever you do.
I think the delay is this. There's no team.
I don't think so either. I don't see it.
So move on. Quit being scared and go grab what you need to grab as far as the draft or whoever's out there and available. Tell Russell Wilson, I'm sorry, but when's your wife coming through on tour? I'll check you out then. But I'm not playing this game. You guys had an opportunity to show us you could do some things. Everybody wants that Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay thing to happen with these veteran quarterbacks.
And that wasn't real. You're not Tom Brady. Tampa was literally a quarterback away. I knew Tom Brady was going there because it's sunny. And he's Tom Brady, so he gravitates extra players that you want to play. It's like the LeBron James of football. You're going to gravitate the players that you want to play with you to go and win that champ. This ain't that at all.
Yeah.
This is not. And you just came from a situation where you were still at the top of your game and going to Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls. This ain't that for any one of the three that's left.
I'll tell you what makes it even worse. Forget about Tom Brady. They ain't even Geno Smith or Joe Flacco.
No.
Coming back and resurrecting their careers a little bit and making some noise.
And Geno's a little younger, and Joe just went out there with nothing to lose because I've won a Super Bowl. I've had my whole career. I'm getting off the couch at this point. So you got, you know, two guys that really had nothing to lose. I'm either going to prove it as Geno or I'm going to stay a backup.
But that's a mentality because Aaron's got nothing to prove either. And if he played
he has to prove mentally to himself.
Well, that's a him problem. We can't get to them 4 inches between his ears.
And if you're a franchise, that's what I'm telling myself. Yep. I'm not dealing with that. That's between him and his therapist.
Yep.
That, it's kind of like when Jerry Rice was still in Seahawks camp and they had to, you know, kind of politely tell Jerry at the end, Jerry, go home. Give me a jersey. And just, you know, it's not that you still can't do this, you know, at a certain level, but Jerry, go home. And this is kind of where I am with these three quarterbacks. Now, one, I kind of do need somebody to pay him next year. But for the most part, yeah, it's time for the 35, 6, 7-year-olds to.
You like one, I do need to pay him next year.
Yeah, I need somebody to pay him next year, so I'm not going to throw that name out there. But these three, it's kind of time for them to take the ski mask off and go on home. The
jig is Russell Wilson up. A Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I mean, I would probably argue it. I would be the one person in the room to argue no, but I think there's enough people that feel like yes.
I don't know. I got to think about it for a second. If Pete Carroll didn't get cute, it would be no hesitation.
I 100% agree with you.
But the fact that they got cute and you know, no, I just don't know.
Don't think so.
The fact that I have to say that
right.
tells you that, no, he's not in my
mind. It puts him
mind.
In an Eli situation. I agree with you. And Eli has more rings than him. So
No. Eli deserves to go in on what he did in the biggest game. If Joe Namath can get in on a promise,
that he backed
the guarantee.
Up.
That he backed up, but that was the only one he got.
Yep.
And people have – there's a couple other quarterbacks that are in there that people's like, you know. People say that about Bob Greasy. He's benefiting because the rest of his team went undefeated. That's another one of those quarterbacks. But I just – I you know.
He's to your point, he would be behind at Eli Manning, so it's going to be an uphill battle. But I think he'll be one of those people that consistently gets votes like to stay in the conversation, but may not get over that hump.
I think he will get it, and there's some part of that vote that he gets is because of his last name. Now I don't know how much, and his brother's in there and all that sort of stuff. And now we're gonna have two sets of brothers because we didn't have any before, and now with Sterling Sharp going in.
Oh, you're talking about Eli. Oh, yeah, eventually
so Eli will
get
go
in.
In.
Yeah, he will.
So there'll be two sets of brothers.
He's just going to have the waiting game because he doesn't, right. you know, have the super strong resume. So he'll have the waiting game, but he will get in.
Yeah, crazy thing is,
he'll get in.
That there's still is the Matthews still have the most family members, though?
That's a good question.
The Matthews got to have at least three, right, in the Hall of Fame? Let's go check that out.
Has Clay retired yet? Well, not retired, but is he?
I don't know that he's getting in. I thought the older the Bruce
yeah, I know the older ones. Yeah,
I thought they had at least three in
the uncles and dads.
Yeah, like the Jacksons. So anyway, is that all you got there this morning?
Yeah. I'm just giving a rundown of my sports thoughts this week of what I found interesting. We'll save DeMarcus Lawrence and Michael Parsons drama for later.
It's Cowboys, it's
not for DeMarcus Lawrence. It ain't.
No, it ain't. He's happy to be gone.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.